Blog Talk Radio.
Hey guys, this is Eric Sue. Hope you're doing well. Today is August 12th, 2015, on a sunny day in Chicago. So glad you guys are joining us today because I have a special guest with me today. His name is Julius Collins, and we will be speaking with him very shortly. Now, if you guys have not heard my other podcasts, the last one was with Charlie Cates, who is a muscle activation technique specialist. You want to take a few minutes and listen to that interview as well about muscle activation technique, and that would be super awesome. Charlie, by the way, is located in Schaumburg for anyone who's local and listening to this podcast. I'm so glad you guys are on this podcast because Julius will be talking about martial arts, and in a few minutes, he will be coming on, and I will introduce you to him. Over the last few days and weeks, I've been playing a lot of tennis, and some of you guys may enjoy tennis as well. And, you know, it's one of those sports that I was just telling someone earlier, the more you play, the better you get at it. And although I've played in the past in high school, I haven't really played a lot recently. So it's time for me to get back into it. And the time of the year now, which is mid or early August, is a great time. The weather is really, really less humid and just really good to get out there and play. If you guys have any questions, by the way, just a quick reminder, questions, comments, please email me at eric.su@goality.com, G-O-A-L-I-T-Y. And then you can also find me on Facebook, search Eric W. Sue Trainer, and that will be my Facebook page. I'm excited about a new website. Yes, a new website that I am creating at the moment. Hopefully will be up and running by the end of this month, launching September 1st, if not earlier. And it's going to be more about who I am as a trainer, how I can help, add value, and help you guys out with health and fitness. The biggest thing that I want to say is that I want to announce this now, which is there will be a special contest early on as a special launch to this website. So look out for that. More information will be either on my Facebook page or Twitter. By the way, Twitter, you can follow me at EricSueJP on Twitter. And I think that's it. All right, so I think Julius just called in. So let's see if he is here.
Yes, I am. Hello.
Hey, Julius. How you doing?
Hey, how you doing? I'm good. How are you, Eric?
Awesome. Thanks for calling in. I was just explaining to my listeners a little bit about who you are. Let me just quickly introduce you. If I miss anything, let me know, okay? A little bit more. I found this on your website, and we'll announce that a little bit later. But his resume includes 15 years of personal training, 10 years of Hipkido, third-degree black belts. He's 5 years at Taekwondo. He's got 7 years of Muay Thai, boxing, MMA, and grappling. 2 years of ACT, Advanced Combat Tactics, and 8 years of cardio boxing and boxing instructor. Did I miss anything?
No, sir. Not at all.
No, awesome.
Right on point.
Awesome. Cool. So the reason I have you on, and we met, what, a few weeks ago? And the reason I was, like, really intrigued was, like, what you do is really, really great for fitness and overall health and wellness, would you say?
Yes.
Yes,
could
awesome.
Could you repeat
awesome.
That
and
again? I'm sorry. Could you repeat that again? I'm sorry.
No, that's okay.
My phone
so
went
I was
out.
Saying that, no, no worries. What I was saying is, like, what you do is great for overall conditioning and health and wellness, and you really help people, whether it be losing weight or getting in shape, your specialty can really help that, right?
Absolutely.
Sure,
without a doubt. Absolutely.
Let's just let's just dive right into it, Julius. We only have 30 minutes today, a little short, but that's okay. I just want to ask you a few questions so that, our listeners can get a sense of who you are. And the first question was, how did you get started with your mixed martial arts and all that training?
Well, it first started, you know, when I was younger, I was what would be considered very athletic, so I really participated in a lot of sports. But it was actually I saw a video of Bruce Lee training, and it was actually not him just doing martial arts training. He was doing a lot of different calisthenics, and that was just, you know, everyone knows the history of Bruce Lee and fitness. It's a combination of the two with him, and he's the true master of it all, you know. So just seeing that in its own right, it gave me the passion to want to get involved with them both.
Gotcha. Were there any other people that you you grew up watching or learning from?
For instance, like Billy Blanks is definitely a big part of what got me off into the kickboxing, cardio kickboxing thing back. He actually broke it through. You know, he was the person who actually introduced it to the field of training. And you got an opportunity to see how much fun people are having while they were doing their cardio, as opposed to in the 80s when it was the stepper or you're just kind of doing basic stuff, jumping in place. You know, it became more fun, a little more lively. People can kind of put a face behind the punch and the kick. You know, it became a little more passionate to train. So I started adding that to my style of training.
Nice. Because I want to say that if maybe 5 out of 10 people I run into, they know of kickboxing or Billy Blank because of what he has done. And I think that's really cool.
Yeah. And they don't even really know his history, to be honest with you. That guy is an amazing martial artist in his own right anyway. He choreographed lots of popular martial arts films back in the 80s as well. You know, obviously someone doing that portion of a movie is not going to get as much credibility and you're not going to hear as much about him
in the movie scene,
you know. But, yeah, he's a very, very, very hard worker. You know, somebody definitely that would motivate anybody if you even watch his training style.
Have you met him? It sounds like you've met him.
Not at all. Never met him. The man. Somebody that really, really motivated me to do the things that I've been doing.
Gotcha. So who or how would you describe what you do? I mean, it's you call your business hybrid martial arts. How would you describe that?
Yes, sir. Well, that's the beauty of our name. Our name is exactly that. We've combined the martial arts and the fitness and put it together, but at the same time, we've kind of dissected at the same time and kind of broke it down into different portions. Like each class has one particular thing that they're working on. Like, for instance, we have the Taekwondo classes where you're basically focusing on stand-up and conditioning. And then we have the wrestling classes as well, Olympic-style wrestling, where you were focusing on your ground and cardiovascular. Then we also have other ground stuff like jiu-jitsu and regular MMA training where we focus on particular, it could be anything that day. One day with the MMA class, that's really the class that breaks it down because it's just like the MMA circuit now. It's everything. You have to have good stand-up or good ground, you know, and you better have good fitness. You know, you definitely have to be fit. You know, all those things are really important. You can even look at the history of just this short span of time in MMA. Everybody's body has changed. You know, the guys that were doing it were just like big brutes, but they couldn't last. These guys are going 25 minutes straight, 150%. You know, that takes a lot of physical training along with focusing on your martial arts. So I think the two are something that go hand in hand.
Right. You know, as you know, I'm a trainer too, and I use a lot of conditioning drills, but not martial arts conditioning drills. How would you describe a martial arts conditioning drill?
See, and that's the thing. A lot of things that martial arts, they do, we look at, for instance, push-ups is a universal exercise. Now, when you get good at something like push-ups, most people get bored with them. But what I've done is you change it up. You add to it. You make it different, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And that's one thing that they did in martial arts, for instance, like doing push-ups on stairs and going up and down stairs doing push-ups. Stuff like that. They've been doing that in the Shaolin temples for forever, centuries.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Go ahead. I apologize. Go ahead.
I was gonna say it's sort of taking what the old standards were and just modifying it to the martial art world.
Absolutely. And I was actually watching. I hate to get off the subject, a cooking show, obviously, but it was a healthy cooking show. And they were talking about exactly how you mix the whole and the historic with the modern, and that's what makes things, it can make things better. You know what I mean? And that's why I've modified so many things. I've taken a lot of things from old-style training and modified it with some new modern-style training.
Gotcha. So real quick, Julius, who would be a good client for hybrid martial arts and fitness?
With the atmosphere that we have here, I believe that any class or any class of person, any level of, and I mean when I say class, and I mean level of athletic ability, whether you have none whatsoever or if you are a person who feels that you're really athletic, you can come in here, and no matter who you are, you're going to learn, and you're going to get in great shape. If you're in good shape, you're going to get in better shape. If you're not in shape, you're definitely going to get in shape. But what I mean by the atmosphere, I'm a firm believer in your comfort zone. If you're comfortable where you train, you're going to be there. And the comfort level here that we've created, it's a community here. People are here to help one another through whatever it is that brought them there. And everybody here understands you walk in the door, your ego doesn't. And
I like that.
We all have the same focus. So it's really important that that's part of the name hybrid. It even, there you go right there, because you have your hybrid of fitness levels. Everything about this place is about the name.
A lot of people will probably take the name hybrid martial arts and think, oh, this is just judo or, but you do a lot of different styles of martial arts,
that's
right?
Yes, sir. That's why after we made the name and we made the logo, it was really important that we put all the different disciplines on our logo. That way people, that question would kind of diminish a little more. You know, they still come in and ask us, what do we have to offer? And we show them the schedule, and then they realize that on the symbol, everything is there. So we try to kind of take away from the question of what do you guys have for us, you know, by doing that just with the logo itself.
Yeah. Do you find that when I had my fitness club, Goality, I found myself a little slower in the summer, and then it picks up in the fall and winter. And what my question is, who do you find coming and visiting you during that time?
The most dedicated, the people who are more, the people who are the most dedicated in what they're doing. But also, I've been training for a long time now, and it's actually been a little bit longer than 15 years. And the one thing I've realized, living in Chicago, especially in the Midwest, people really, really, really want to enjoy their summer. So they're going to train as much as they can train without missing the good days. You know, so I've learned that I knew getting into this business what to expect already, you know, and tried to make necessary preparations for that, for these times. And things are doing pretty good in that aspect. We've gotten some people who understand that you don't want to lose that focus of where you've gotten. You know, I have a gentleman who's been with us for 8 months, and he's gone down from 320 pounds to 225 pounds, you know, in the last eight months. And that's from just coming in here training and listening, you know, because we don't – the thing about us, we, you know, I provide my clients with whatever they need. They need to know how to eat. They need to know how much. You know, I help them out as far as eating plans. You know, that's not an extra charge. That's just part of what goes on here, you know. That's just that little extra hand.
Right. I have yet to participate in a class with you. At the same time, I appreciate the tour you gave me. People can visit there and do stuff on their own, or how does that work?
Absolutely. We actually had a young man earlier just come into my office, and that's why I didn't hear you ask that question. He was in there just now asking me if he could use the facility to train. As long as the doors are open, people are welcome to come in and use the facility and the equipment. We also do private sessions where they can get together with me or my partner or another trainer here and get an hour or whatever they want one-on-one to get some specific training on anything that they want to do, whether it be ground, whether it be get a workout in, you know, whatever it is, anything on in that spectrum that we do.
Gotcha. What would differentiate you think? Is it the personnel? Is it the cost? What differentiates you from the person down the street?
It's definitely, I think the biggest thing is what we were speaking of earlier, and that's the energy that we've developed with the clientele. It's a family-oriented atmosphere here. And, I mean, people come in here after being here a month and they're just shocked at the energy that they receive from everyone. So our biggest thing is how people are accepted in here. Our second thing I'd have to say is definitely going to be the pricing. And our number one secret weapon is a woman that manages our front desk. Her name is Maria. We call her Mama Snaps. She's one of the most amazing people on this planet, and I think that's one of the biggest factors that we have going for us. When you walk into our space, it's immediately you feel welcomed, and it's warm, and she makes you feel like you're important, and everybody should feel that way. You know, everyone really should. And when you walk in here and you walk out, you see your importance when you walk out here. So those are kind of like secret weapons that we have that I think that's been really helping us to be where we are.
Yeah. I must have missed her. Did I meet her last time?
Well, she works our later hours when it's busier in the evening, because we get most of our bigger classes are in the evening after 4 o'clock. So she shows up at 4 o'clock and during the madness.
No problem. That was a good time then for me to go there because you weren't that busy.
Right.
You're not busy,
but perfect time.
just the last few questions here, and we're almost out of time. It goes so fast, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does.
Julius, how would you describe your philosophy about health and wellness? Or what is your philosophy?
Well, I kind of say, you know, in my philosophy, confidence is a big step in the journey of fitness. And in martial arts, both. You know, martial arts was developed to do that, to build confidence. So they're the same in my philosophy. Traditional martial arts has always preached good health, and even now, you know, in the MMA, I think that that's a big deal. You know, the two having confidence is huge. As soon as a person starts feeling good about themselves, it pushes them to do more. You know what I mean? And the more confident, and the funny thing about that is the more confidence you build, the people who are closer to you seem to sense that, and they're the first ones to try to attack you and hold you back from your goals. You know, so in order to be able to fight through that as well, you got to have confidence. You know, because those are the people who can truly break you down, your loved ones. So having that confidence, that's one of the most important things in my philosophy.
Did you say you teach self-defense or some type of tactical combat that,
yes, sir,
that helps women, for example, or men?
Oh, it helps women. Absolutely. Everyone. Mm-hmm. Everyone. This mm-hmm. is actually, it's developed. Actually, two of my students that have been doing it with me, this was taught to me by my master, Master Turner in Arizona. He taught me the ACT style, and it's something that he created himself, and it's for everyone. It's I have a student who's a traditional martial artist who's been training for over 20 years, and I have a mom who has never stepped foot in a gym, and both of them have been doing this with me for over a year and a half now, and they're both they look really good. I'm actually looking forward to contacting my master and having him come out here to see them, because they've gotten that good, and they can. It's a developed style to teach people how to fight against people who know how to fight.
Gotcha.
Traditional martial arts is created to teach you how to fight against the limb wielding maniac. You know, everyone's learning how to throw a punch nowadays because of cardio boxing classes. So now you got to learn how to defend against that.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah,
I believe it was a really great idea for him to even expand into something like that, you know, and he did this like way before it got to this point, you know.
Right. Now, some people may picture what you're offering like a karate program, or do you offer that, by the way? And or is it more like you are doing like a Billy Blank fitness type of cardio boxing?
The thing is we offer unlimited classes. So when you come into our gym, whatever you want to do. If you want to stay for the long haul, we have a jiu-jitsu program that's affiliated with Andre Maneco Liet, which is a world champion Brazilian jiu-jitsu, has his own school here in Chicago. Mm. We have one of his top students training. He teaches out of our school. So if you want to come and do a cardio class and you end up wanting to try jiu-jitsu and you end up loving it, the fact that you're paying tuition for your cardio classes, you're able to take the jiu-jitsu class. As soon as you walk through the door for the day, you're here for every class. If you paid for the month and you want to be here every day for every class, if you can handle it, bring a lunch.
Mm-hmm. I see. So basically you're taking someone from square one to whatever level they want to go with that.
Absolutely. And that's the beauty of this place, is because we will hold your hand through.
I think that's awesome.
We'll walk you through.
So here's the last thing I always ask my special guests and especially trainers. Do you have three tips about fitness that you would like to share from your viewpoint? Anything that could help our listeners stay in shape? Things that you preach about health and wellness?
Three tips?
Yeah.
My first tip
for weight loss,
probably
or getting in shape or getting motivated.
Well, the first thing you got to do as far as a tip for motivation, I have a sister who is disabled, and every day I think about what she has to go through every day just to get up.
Mm.
So I get up without a problem.
Mm.
Find the one thing or the one person that you can think of that has to work harder than you to do simple things, and you'll get your butt up every day.
That's
one thing. As far as the eating goes, the most important thing is portion control. You have to have portion control. And it's, as a trainer, I'm an honest trainer. I know everybody cheats. And when you do it, that still has to have portion control. That's the key.
You're good. Don't worry.
And then as far as the workout is concerned, just train hard.
Mm-hmm.
Train hard every day. Everybody can train 100% when they're feeling good. Push yourself the days you don't want to be there. Those are the days that count the most.
Absolutely. Very good. So how do people get a hold of you? How do people reach you, contact you?
They contact me at Hybrid Martial Arts and Fitness. The number here is 773-961-7803. You can check out our website at hybridmartialartschicago.com. And everything else, I'd love to see anybody that wants to come through our doors. We'll take care of you here at Hybrid.
Cool. I think you have a Facebook. Is that right?
Yes, we also have a Facebook page, Hybrid Martial Arts and Fitness Facebook page. Yeah, I forgot all about that. I disconnected from my Facebook, so.
No worries, no worries.
But absolutely, you got anybody, anytime. The hours here are 7 a.m. till 10 o'clock at night, Monday through Friday. And we're also open on Saturdays from 8 in the morning until 1 in the afternoon. But we're closed on Sundays.
And you're accommodating, too, because, like, my group, you said that I could bring my group or something like that in. And
yeah, absolutely. If you have a group of five or more and you want to set up a group class, give us a call and we can set something up. So it's a lot of things to offer here.
Super, super. And then you do have that one free week or something like that, too, right?
We do have passes, 7-day passes as well, where you can come in for 7 days straight and check out all the classes and see what you like.
Cool, cool, cool. For all my listeners, obviously, if you do stop by and ask for Julius and check his place out, let him know that you heard about it from this podcast, and Julius will take care of you, right?
Absolutely. Anybody that comes down, I will guarantee you the 7-day pass, so you can come and check out our space.
Awesome, awesome. So we got about 2 minutes left. I think we covered everything. One final advice or anything that you want to share with our listeners, Julius, about your place or about health and wellness, anything that you could share?
Well, as far as the health and wellness portion, if you're out there and you're struggling, remember there's others with you. And the better you do, the better they'll do. So remember, there's a family out there of people just like yourself on the struggle. And you just got to keep pushing every single day. You got to get up and push. And every day it'll get a little easier every single day.
Awesome. Awesome. Awesome, Julius. It was great meeting you and talking with you on this podcast. Kind of put this together real quick, but that's okay. It happened.
My pleasure.
And, I will definitely stay in touch with you. Have a good day.
I appreciate you contacting me as well and coming out to see me.
No problem, no problem. Thanks for being open. You never know when people, you know, they throw you out of the door. You're very welcome.
Absolutely.
So thank you. All right.
Not a problem.
I'll let you go.
Keep in touch.
Yes, absolutely. Thank you.
All right. Take care.
Bye. All right, you guys. That was Julius. And please check them out, hybridmartialartschicago.com. I'm going to wrap this up real quick here and say that you can always email me at eric.su@goality.com. You can find me on Facebook. You can find me on Twitter, even Instagram. With Twitter and Instagram, it's ericsujp. All right, the upcoming events, August 18th and August 20th, will be at Panera Bread doing One Simple Change event. Find those flyers on my Facebook page. It will be in Addison Panera Bread, by the way. And just want to give special thanks out to Sergio Eguart with Bird and Warner. And his website is Chicago Real Estate Shop, SHOPPE.com. He's a real estate agent I met, a year ago. Funny story, a year ago he called, and we were about to close Goality, and he was not able to come because we were closing. But anyhow, we connected up again, and he's a real estate agent, real cool guy. I want to give him a special sponsor's thanks. Again, Sergio Eguiart, E-G-U-I-A-R-T-E, Bird and Warner, and he's with Chicago Real Estate Shop.com. All right, it is the end of the show. I want to thank all my listeners for tuning in today, and hope you guys are having a great day so far. Stay active and be safe.